where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton College is hoping to welcome as many as 600 potential students to its spring open house this Saturday. Enrollment advisor Brady Chambers says it's a great time to see the state-of-the-art facilities, modern classrooms, and vibrant campus life.
Saturday, April 6th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have the whole campus open and on display for people to come in and explore the school, speak with faculty, take tours. It's your best day to explore the school and see everything there is that Lambton has to offer.
Chambers says Lambton's faculty and staff can help guide students toward the perfect program. The Fire School on LaSalle Line will also be open. More details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Statistics Canada says the unemployment rate jumped to 6.1% in March as more people looked for work and job growth ground to a halt. That's up from 5.8% in February and marks the largest increase in the unemployment rate since the summer of 2022. The federal agency's labor force survey shows employment was little changed last month, with the economy shedding 2,200 jobs after modest increases over the last several months. Six low-cost rabies vaccination clinics have been scheduled across Sarnia Lambton. The first clinics are planned tomorrow at the Rutherford Public Works Garage from 9 a.m. until 11, then at the Don Euphemia Community Center from 1 to 3 p.m. The clinics are open for all cats and dogs 3 months of age or older. Lambton Public Health says the animals have to be restrained in good health and not vaccinated against rabies within the past year. Supervisor of Health Promotion Lori Lucas says the cost per animal is $30 and only payable in cash. Residents planning to start their springtime yard work this weekend will be able to drop yard waste and brush off at the City of Sarnia's compost site for free. The site at 379 St. Andrews Street opened earlier this week. The facilities open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 5 until mid-December. Those planning to drop off yard waste and brush will be required to provide proof of residency. And children and youth in Petrolia are being asked to help create a mosaic mural. It's part of the town's 150th anniversary celebrations. Director of Parks, Marketing, Arts and Communication, Larissa Ellsworth, says they want to include as many young people as possible up to 18 years old.
Sometimes young people are overlooked in the bigger scheme of events and event planning, and it's really hard to reach that demographic with the same things that adults like.
Beginning this weekend, kids can stop by the Arts Den on Saturday afternoon to paint a small square that will later be placed on the side of the Victoria Playhouse rehearsal hall. Ellsworth says they're planning to unveil the mural in October. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, high of 5. Partly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of rain showers or flurries, then clearing before morning, a low of 0. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.